not the classic Midui. Therefore, it needs a different way of being matir. It's from Shamayim, and therefore your people, your Anoshim, which is why sometimes, Alex, it's not so easy to get a minion together, because you're actually making and causing Ashras Shechina. So you can't always snap your fingers and get a minion. Ashras Shechina is something that's sometimes difficult to accomplish. So you need Ashras Shechina also when you're going to be matir the Chayrim, the Nidui, because Baruch Hu through alone was the one who placed him into the Nidui also. Gemara says, and these people ideally should be qualified people. And these are learned people, but if they just learn and they don't teach, so then that's not going to be included. Right? I actually have a different girsa. I'm actually learning right, so the Ran says, if a person just learns and he doesn't teach to others, there's another girsa, so there's different girsas in what they're lacking. Are they learning and not teaching, or are they learning Mishnah and not Gemara? So they have to be a higher qualified Talmidei Chachamim. This is reminiscent of the Kesef Mishnah, that the Kesef Mishnah says that he's Medayik in the Rambam. It's pretty clear from the Rambam like this, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just to learn, but the mitzvah of Talmud Torah b'shleimusa is really to bring it to be Masnu also, to be Malamid La'achirim as well. It's a higher level in your Talmud Torah. A full-fledged, accomplished Talmud Torah is one that leads to teaching as well. So also when it comes to those individuals that are going to be matir the Nidui, is someone who is Tanu and also Master. Then the Gemara says, and if he doesn't have those people, Vileka, Lezav Lezav Aparshas Drachim V'yav Shlomo Lebei Yoy Ademekloi Lebei Asuri Degamri Elchasa. What does he do? He goes to a fork in the road. He goes to an intersection. And he waits until 10 people come that are learned. So the Shaila in the Rishonim over here is, what is that all about? The Rambam doesn't even bring down that has been down to go through a Parshas Drachim and wait until he gets people, because it was just Gemara just said, you know, you have to find people. There's no Indian to go to a Parshas Drachim. So the Ran and the Taisus point out that no, there's actually two stages over here. That the Gemara is suggesting that you go to a Parshas Drachim, the Parshas Drachim alone, and you say Shalom to those 10 people. That is magin him, that protects him from any Yisurim in the interim before he gets his Chayrim, that is Tutar. But ultimately, in order to eradicate the Nidui, he has to fulfill the requirements that the Gemara began with to get those qualified individuals that could be matir. Just saying Shalom to 10 people at a Parshas Drachim is going to protect it, which is fascinating. You know, the fact that I'm being b'shalom with people and giving and saying Shalom Aleichem to people, you see that could fulfill a lot to protect me. But that's obviously not going to accomplish everything that's necessary over here. But the truth is, Rabosai, if you look at the Rashba and other Rishonim, they quote a Yesh Mefarshim that hold no, that you can go to a Parshas Drachim, and by saying Shalom to 10 people, you actually are matir the Nidui. So little Tosfos points out, it's very difficult to read that in our Gemara, because the Gemara says, he stands there, V'yav Shalom Lebe Yud, Ad Dimikli Le Asar Digamri Elchusa. What do you mean, Ad Miklele the Gamri Elchasa? Sounds like there's a third stage. Sounds like it's insufficient with just saying Shalom, and you need to get those qualified individuals to ultimately be Matir the Chayrim. But in the interim, it's going to protect you, like Tosus and the Ran said, for you to say Shalom to those 10 people. So it's a difficult read in the Girsa, but it's a fascinating idea that they all know the purpose of going to the Parshas Drachim is you don't have people in your community or in your vicinity that now are qualified to be matir your Nidui, or they're not available, So the Gemara is giving you an etzus to go to the Barish Drachim and say shalom to 10 people. Zehu, end of Gemara. And that's going to be mati or nidoy. What type of, where's the heder nidoy in that? How are they matir it? What is this, a joke that you could just, be matir or nidoy by saying shalom to 10 people? I saw a beautiful pshat. It's a mechudish to pshat in the Gemara, but many Rishonim learn like that. And not like Tosfos in the Ran, because the difficulty with Tosfos in the Ran is that they're learning that there's a new chalos called protection. There's a protection called saying shalom aleichem that now is going to protect you from the nidoy. So that's a difficulty with their pshat. Their pshat works better in the words of the Gemara. But how do you understand these other Rishonim that understand that the shalom itself, the 10 people, is going to be matir the nidoy? So the Sefer Nidre's reason says a Marzik of Shah, Yishmak of Shah. I was very excited when I saw it. He says, yeah. He says, saying Shalom, again, this Nidoy came about, where did this originate from? It originated from the Rabbeinu Shulman. You were misnadi, you got Nidoy b'chalom, because Baruch Hu put you in Nidoy, right? So listen to this for a second. So what happens? So the Eitz of the Gemara is telling you, you want to get rid of this Nidoy? Walk to the Parshas Drachim and say Shalom Aleichem to Tepti. One of the dinim we learn in Mayit Katan of the Isser by Nidui is to say Shalom Aleichem. You're not supposed to interact with people. So if the Hashkocha has it that 10 people come about and they're going to be in your vicinity to now be able to now talk with them to say Shalom Aleichem, Igloi Milsa from the Hashkocha of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that HaPesha Aser, HaPesha Hitter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put you in the Nidui. Now maybe you into a situation that now you can go against the Nidui for 10 people. Oh, everybody's sending you a message. So that's Avada. This is not a classic heter of Nidui. But it's a Nidui from what? From a Chalom. From the Rabbeinu Shalom. So if the Rabbeinu Shalom has his way through Hashgacha to now let you, come into contact with 10 individuals, so then that's a heter on the Rabbeinu Shalom's Nidui. It's a Meir Dikapshat in the Gemara of why we would have such a different type of heter nidoy if it's the Rabbeinu Shalom's nidoy. And it really puts into perspective hashkacha. It's not always HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different ways of communicating with us, but we have to be on the lookout of the way he's sending us messages constantly through our daily lives, even through a Shalom Aleichem on the street. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you and whispering in your ear messages that are relevant to each and every one of our personal lives.
According to the Nidre's reason, it's only if you see a group of 10 people or you see 10 people at the same time that would be applying.
So that's a little bit of a din. I think Tysus here mentions it. Did I see it here?
Because it sounds like you can only say it's
talking about Basachas, right?
Can't say it's right? A for the first 9 guys and then the 10th guy doesn't show up. Like, oops.
Right. But I saw this discussion Tosfos here in the second to last line. V'hodinokat parshas drachin yesh lefarish shesham regilas lemitzo asara bas achas yachad yosem yir miyu yesh lefarish afilu b'zeachar zeh moil. So Tosfos himself is mesupik about this. The nafkamina that I want to know, Benji, is not only for this type of din. I'm jumping a little ahead to our Shiloh. But let's say you have a Hataras Nidarim of 3 Dayanim B'Zachar Zeh. I mean, let's say assuming Zoom works for Hataras Nidarim. Why we should assume that? We're not holding there yet. But let's say it does work. Can it work B'Zachar Zeh? So can you extrapolate from this something of places? Would you say that it would, the same thing would apply over here? So stay tuned. But Lagabi, this didn't. Places himself is Mesupuk about how to learn the Parshas Drachim. Okay, Vaitu. Now the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, what we're talking about, a person who was put in Chayrim. Could it be Matir? So the Gemara says, Yada Man Shamte, if he knows who put him in Chayrim, Ma'u Delishrile, can he himself be Matirim? Or do you need 10? Of course. What happens if the heter happened in the chalom as well? It wasn't only the iser that put him into nidor, but also the heter. This is a lashon that the Gemara says that there is never a chalom, a dream, without dvarim b'teilim. So if there's never a dream without dvarim b'teilim, so you don't know what's real and what's not, says the Gemara. So therefore, you're going to have to go through the classic process of going through the 10 individuals. So the shaila is, or goes like, this Gemara is a little problematic, and this is a little bit converges, Jerome, our two limudim from Sanhedrin, the third perek. We had a Gemara on Daf Lamed that really alludes to this Gemara, and these are the two sugyas that deal with this, so therefore it's really kedai to talk about it right now. This whole Gemara is very problematic because it flies in the face of the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed tells us that if a person had a dream that his father came to him in his dream and he said, I have a sack of money that's buried in the ground, and you should know that that money is money from my searching. So the Gemara says, Divrei chaloimais lo mailin v'lo marid. You don't have to take it seriously, and you don't have to assume that the money is Maaser Sheni money. So how could the Gemara say, Divrei Chalomos Lomalan Lomaridin, if we're discussing a whole din of Nidlu V'Cholom, and the whole source of this Tcherim is coming from Shemayim, is coming from a Chalom. So these two Gemaras seem to contradict each other. So there is a group of Rishonim that discuss this kasha, including the Ran in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed. But before we get to the Ran, so the Tashbetz has a very simple teret. He says that it's a suffix. The Gemara, there's theories in Gemaras, and it's a suffix. How to be done? So when it comes to Dine Mominis, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, so then suffix Mona Lakula. When it comes to Yisra Heter, like Nidoi, so then Safik Isura Luchum. Safik Isura Luchum. Or there's other Achronim that say a little differently, that Nidoi, even if it's not Safik Isura, but it's even Nefashis, it's Sakanta, it's more of a Sakana, because it's like Misa, so that we have to take more seriously. The problem is that it's not mashmal like that in the Gemara. The Gemara pretty much says definitively, Divrei chaloimais lo malin v'lo maridin. That doesn't sound like a suffix. That sounds like b'teres vaga. In addition, that being a dine mamonish shayla is assuming something about Maaser Sheni. That what? That Maaser Sheni is a shayla of whether or not it's hektish or it's the person who owns it. It's his original money. Meaning, who owns this money? Is it Maaser Sheni, therefore it's not his? Or is it this original person's money without the chalom that he found in his backyard and it's his? So that would be the way to call it a shaylin dine mamonis. Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out, if you hold Maaser Sheni is mamon hedyet, is not mamon gavoa, so then either way it's going to be my mamon. And it's a shaila if I have to eat in Yerushalayim. It's mamon hedya. It's a machlekes or meir and chacham in the Gemara. Is Maaser Sheni mamon gavo or mamon hedya? So it's not so clear that the answer is just, oh, suffik, and therefore over there it's suffik mono lakula, because that's suffik mono lakula. So the Tashbetz is a difficult terence. This has practical implications because the Ran comes and discusses off of our Gemara, what happens if a person wasn't put in Cherim in a dream, but he took a Neder in a dream? So the Ran says, don't worry. And then he quotes, Elisharisi, La Rashba b'tshuva, Shemaisa balafona v'etzrichu heter. But you see, the Rashba took it seriously. Now, the Rishonim on our daf are even discussing this. How does our Gemara correlate with other dinim that might have originated and began to exist from a dream? Do we extrapolate from Cherem to other areas? So the Ran says no. So the question is, if the Ran says no, so why does he, how does he go away and explain our Gemara? How does the Ran say, no, Divrei Chalomos lo malon lo marid? And yet in our Gemara, you could see, read it with a straight face, that when it comes to Cherem, that's something that you could take that you could take seriously, and that you would have to have a halachic heter through 10 people, and that's very serious. What do you mean? You just said divrei halamos lomalom lomarim. And it didn't sound like he's going the route of the Tashbetz, that it's a suffix. And yet the Rashba is saying, no, you even have to take seriously a neder. So then how do you deal with the Gemara? The Gemara in Sanhedrin that says we don't have to take seriously. So the Rav in Sanhedrin says something to the effect of the Cheirem was done Mishamayim. So I think what he means is the following. And this is a very important question that has global ramifications in throughout the Torah. But there is a concept of Lo Bashamayim. There's a concept of Torah is not able to be, you know, decided and through the means and mechanisms of bas kols of communication from Shamayim. But that is Torah's bidei adam. That's Torah shebal peh. That's telling us whether or not this is Maaser Sheni, whether or not this is that's something that halacha can't get involved. But when you're talking about what an inyan from Shamayim, you're talking about a concept of nidui, which is HaKadosh Baruch who's putting you in nidui. So then that's something that's going to be through different paths and through different waves. That's not a situation where we're going to say divrei chalomos lomalom lomarim. If it's an inyan shel shamayim, so then obviously the divrei chalomos is one of those paths that we're going to take seriously. Now to now use that as a birur hadover within Beis Din or within Torah shebal peh, that's not something that we're going to use and we're going to take seriously. So I think that's the way the Ran is going to get around our Gemara. In addition to the pshat of the Tashmits, for Rabbi Sai, the Rashba took it seriously, even Lagabe and Neder. And it could be that the Rashba was holding that, no, when it comes to all Dinei Yisurim, that you'd have to take that seriously. Therefore, Bein Nidoit, Bein Neder, you have to take it seriously. I don't think that that's what the Rashba held, and I'll tell you why in a second. But that could have been a shot in the Rashba, that the Ran is quoting, that the Rashba holds even a Neder B'Chalom is going to be awesome. The problem is, Rabosai, is how do you even have a discussion, a machlokes rishonim on our daf between the Rashba and the Ran about a neder and a chalom? It's missing something essential. It's missing something essential. What's it missing, Rabosai? Bitui sfasayim. You didn't say anything. A neder belave is garnished. So what the chalal is going on with our Gemara? Such a major kasha that no one even raises. And no one discusses. There's such something so lacking. Why didn't the Ran? I don't even want to have a kash on the Rashba. I have a kash on the Ran. Why didn't the Ran blow the Rashba out of the water? Say, what neder? Neder b'chalom? Mind you, there's no nedarim b'chalom. It's not shayich b'nedarim b'chalom. So the Chassam Sofer in his Tshuvas raises this issue. And the Chassam Sofer is madchit. That it must be we're talking about, says the Chassam Sofer, and Rabbi Yosef is a good musar for El, that a person dreams about what he sees and what's on his mind. And there's a correlation between the interactions that we have during the day and what's on our mind during the day and what we're going to think about at night. If a person is involved constantly in Yonek Dusha and Yonek Yedvekas Bakurish Baruch, because that's what he's going to be dreaming about his whole life. That's what his life's about. If a person is going to be involved in other things, so that's what his dreams are about. So if some Sefer says, so therefore, we're choshish for the neder b'chalom based on a person's activity during the day. Now, if some Sefer says, it's talking about a person who is choshish on an inyan shel mitzvah that's chal b'machshava, like we just saw, based on the Ritva, based on Rav Gidol, so since in the daytime you had such a machshava, so that's why the nether came out at nighttime in the chalom, because you dream about things that were on your mind during the day. So since when it comes to a Kabbalah Shel Mitzvah, that could be done cognitively, that could be done without expression, so that's the type of nether that the Rashba was referring to and we're discussing right now. the truth is, a person could take it one step further and could say, maybe a person even expressed something during the day that they didn't realize, and then they had it articulated more in the chalom at night. But if you look at the Rashba, it sounds like the Rashba is saying, just like there's a, he's not holding that there's a real Bal Yachal over here. It sounds like the Rashba is saying, there's a din, just like there's a din nidui of a chalom that you have to take in Yonei Shamayim seriously when it comes to being put in Chayrim by the Rabbi Nishlo, so it could be that we should also extrapolate from there and extend it to what? To the din of Neder as well, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends certain things that he wants you to be makbid on, b'teres of Neder, even though it's not halachically a Neder, because we have to take sometimes in Yonei Shamayim seriously when it comes to certain areas of Allah. If that's the case, the reason why I would suggest that that's the pshat of the Rashba is there are some Rishonim that learn that even by a neder b'chalom, you need Yud Anoshim. You need Yud Anoshim. If you hold neder b'chalom as chal, why couldn't you just be matir with gimel? Why can't you just be matir in a regular way? The answer is no, it's an extension of the old sugya, that it's ke'en anidoi. It's a message from the Rebbe Shalom. A neder also is a message from the Rebbe. You don't have Bitois Vasayim. You don't have the regular classic Mahalach. You're right. Exactly. But in certain areas of Halacha, we're going to take the messages from the Rebbeinu Shalom very seriously. So therefore, it's going to follow the same rules and regulations as the last Sugya, as the Nidui. And this is actually a fascinating Machlekes the Tazenbach that actually connects to this. The Tazenbach has the following Machlekes. What's the din if a woman who's married takes a neder b'chalom? So the Bach says she can't have her husband be matir. And the Taz says, why not? Of course you can have her husband be matir. Should be lo gara than a regular neder. The answer is no, if you're understanding that it's really connection for the old sugya, it's not a classic neder. And that's really why we don't have to be bothered by the issue of bitui svasayim. But there are certain situations that we're just going to take a halom seriously, an inyan of shamayim seriously, just like some Rishonim would hold that you would need Yud Anoshim from the last sugya. So Mamela, that's why a baal, a husband, is not going to necessarily be given those the ability to be matir, because it's not governed by classic Hilchos Nidah.
Couldn't you just say that he can't be matir because it's not in the pasuk says that he has to hear the neder?
So, sure. if he hears about it, she lets him know about it. She wakes up and she says, "I have a dream. I had a dream." So now he has he has 24 hours to decide if he wants to be make him or to be. Okay. So on that note, we get to the next part of the sugya, which, in my opinion, Rabbi Yisai, this is the sugya of Hataras Nedarim V'Yuzum. Where are we holding with time? Uwa. I didn't know that we were going to go this late. Okay. We might have to delay it a little bit. But should we start it now, Benji, or maybe hold off for? I think maybe we should hold off for next week, just because it's a little bit of a sugya. And I don't want to go too long. I promised I wouldn't go an hour. So, okay, fine. So maybe we'll stop over here, and then we'll pick up. I have to communicate to next week. There might be an issue, but Emir Tzashem, we'll pick up Emir Tzashem with the next sugya with Atar Sandarim Shilas via Zoom, and because I really want to work on the Rishonim over here that I think are definitely relevant to this Shilas. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Yash Chakayach, and Mirtz Hashem will be in touch. Hold on.
Fine.